Welcome back to RSN 927 Sports Heaven. You're with Michael Christian and Mick McGuan. And Mick and now a very, very special guest. His name is Min Woo Lee and he is with us after he has won the US Junior Amateur Championship. Min Woo, thanks so much for joining us and congratulations, mate.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, look, it's great to have you on the show. And, of course, we have you in your own right, but you do have a very famous sister, Minji Lee, of course, who won that very event, the US Junior Amateur Championship, 4 years ago. What an unbelievable double.
Yeah, I know. It's we're down in history for the first ever brother and sister, so it's a very big achievement for us Lee family, and, we're very honoured to have that on our names, and it's great that we both have that. Both have that achievement.
Is your sister your inspiration?
Yes, she is definitely. She always pushes me to go the one step level higher, and she's doing well in the LPGA tour, and that only makes me want to get better every day and get on the PGA tour. So she inspires me every day.
Is she the reason you took up golf? Minwoo?
No, actually, I started golf before, so I can kind of say that she followed my footsteps. But my mum was a golf teacher, so we just followed her along to the park and to the golf course and just copied her and copied what she taught. So that's how we got into it.
Were you always destined to play golf? I mean, is that all that you ever wanted to do?
When I was a little kid, I always wanted to be some kind of sports. I love sports. Me and my sister used to do so many sports, and my sister was going to be a swimmer, but she picked golf because she was good at both of them, and it's good for her to pick golf because she's going so well. And I wanted to be a golfer, pro golfer since I was a little kid, and I'm still striving for that, and it's good.
Minwoo, when you received the trophy, was there one name you looked forward to looking at when you received it?
It was Tiger Woods.
Really?
I saw him 3 times on the trophy, so that was pretty cool.
Has he been your hero, has he?
Yes, he has. Probably since I started golf, he was always my hero, and then I got to meet him in May, I think. For the Sage Valley International, and that was very cool to meet him. I got to play ping pong and play basketball with him. All of us juniors got to see him firsthand, and he brought a clinic to the tournament, and it was very cool, and that only made me want to get better too because he was hitting it so well, and it was kind of scary actually because I couldn't imagine what he was like when he was in his prime because he was hitting it so good down at Sage Valley in May, and it was a very good experience.
Minwoo Lee, the US Junior Amateur Champion, is with us on RSN 927 Sports Heaven.
Did Tiger Woods give you any golf advice, Minwoo?
A few tips. I was hitting golf balls down at the back of the range at Sage, and Noda Begay, he was a 4-time PGA Tour winner, and he was there with Tiger, and Noda was talking to me, and he brought Tiger over, and he said, "Oh, look at this guy, he's hitting these long drives." I overheard him say that to Tiger. Tiger came across to me, and I started getting nervous, and I started hitting my drivers left and right and all over the place, and And then we just got to talk, and a few of the juniors started bunching around, and I was hitting balls, and he came up to me and said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "Oh, I'm just hitting my driver." And he said, "Why are you just hitting a driver? You've got to practice properly." And that kind of was an eye opener for the next time I practice and still going. And the main thing I got out of it was, when you practice, you got to practice properly. You got to aim at this tree and ended up on this tree. You got to be precise with every shot you hit on the range, because every shot you hit on the range can be a shot that you can hit on the golf course. So that was the main thing I got out of the clinic, and I still carry on his advice when I'm on the range and when I'm on the golf course, and that was the main thing that I learned from him.
I mean, well, you were 131st in world amateur rankings. You're only 17 years of age. This is an incredible victory for you. What now? What's the path for you?
I guess that I won the US Junior, so I got to get an exemption to the US Amateur, which is a pretty cool achievement, and this is my first US Junior, and this will be my first US Amateur. So if you win the US Amateur, you can get to play the Masters, the British Open, and the US Open, which is even cooler. And I think after that, I play the Aussie Open, the Australian Open, where Jordan Spieth, Jason Day, Adam Scott, and all the big names will play. And after that, I'll probably graduate from school, and then I'm not too sure if I'm going to go to college in America or just play golf full time. So I'm still thinking about that. At the moment, I am thinking of just doing full time golf after school. But yeah, I don't know if college is the way or if it is. So I'm still thinking about that. And I think right now I just play golf and go to school. And see what happens.
Well, I imagine that you've had plenty of inquiries from US colleges for you to attend.
Yeah. Only a few days ago, I considered going to college because after school I was gonna just play golf. So I thought might as well consider college because I'll be playing golf in America. And yeah, a lot of college coaches have talked to me and my mum and. Emailed me, and they want me to visit the colleges, and they seem very interested. So I'll see how I go, and see what college I like the best. Or I'm not too sure if I'm going to go to college, but I'll see what happens. Yes.
How would you go living away from home?
Well, I'm kind of used to it because mum and my sister are never home. They're in Australia, so. So I just stay home with Dad, and Dad takes care of me. But I got to meet my mum and my sister last week, and it was pretty cool because I haven't seen them in a long, long time. And it was very cool to meet them. Spend time with them again, and it was very fun. But I don't know how I'll go away from home. I'll definitely miss my family and. I guess I'll see what happens, but I think family like means quite a lot to me, so I'll have to see them quite often.
How long since you've seen your mum and sister then? Before last week?
My mum back in March.
Wow.
And my sister probably in February. So it's been a long time, but. We've been away for more than a year before, so
wow.
That's pretty crazy to think about.
Given you introduced your sister Minji to golf, you must be pretty proud of what she's been able to achieve on the world stage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. She's. I think that she's definitely up there. She's number 12 in the world, I think, and she's definitely capable of winning more tournaments and being capable of like. She has the potential to be the world number one golfer, I think, and with her mental attitude and her determination, it's incredible to see her progress throughout the years, and she's doing so well. She's doing very well on the LPGA, and I think she belongs there, and I only wish the best for her.
I mean, the game of golf is a very good, very difficult to master completely. What aspect of your game are you working on right now to make it as complete as possible?
Right now, I'm actually taking a break because it's been such a long week at the US Junior. I played a lot of holes because it's crazy week if you get to the final, and right now, I'm taking a break, just a little bit because I'm a bit exhausted. But I'll get back to the training schedule as soon as possible. And I'm heading to Australia tomorrow night. So when I get back to Australia, it's back to golf and see my coach Richie and Richie Smith, and yeah, we'll try to get the game extra polished for the US Amateur.
Well, it's very exciting, Minwoo. It's been great having you on the show. Congratulations again on your US Junior Amateur Championship win. It was absolutely sensational. What a double it was. Of course, your sister, Minji Lee, winning it 4 years ago. So fantastic achievement for the family. Thanks again, and we wish you well.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Minwoo Lee joining us on RSN 927 Sports 7.